ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very interesting question, and it's something that is very pertinent for us today, especially a lot of us who are in, you know, non-Islamic countries, and we're involved in, you know, Islamic centers or mosques. This is a question that we need to understand the answer to and to see if we can find a proper and Islamic resolution to. That question is related to the reciprocal duties and rights between a leader, an imam, and the community that he leads. Communities in various Islamic countries, a lot of them, we can say categorically that, you know, they're complete and utter failures, or they keep failing in, you know, their efforts, and they're unsuccessful in it. A lot of that has to do with a lack of knowledge of the subject that we're talking about right now. In other words, the community itself doesn't understand its rights and its duties with respect to their imam or their, you know, the leader or whatever. And also the imam himself, he doesn't understand it. Or if he does understand it, he is unable to apply that knowledge. And because of that, you know, these efforts that are made, all of this money spent, you know, in the Islamic communities, result in no clear-cut and definitive progress. In this connection, we can take inspiration from a very beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he elucidates and clarifies this topic. He says, "It is the duty of an imam to rule in accordance with what Allah has revealed." If we pay attention to this first duty of this leader, we see that it's actually two duties. First of all, the imam, he has to have a proper knowledge of the rules and the ordinances of Allah and Islam. If he doesn't have it, how can he rule accordingly, right? So that first condition, we can extract a condition for that leader from it. This person has to have sufficient knowledge of Islam. Unfortunately, a lot of times, these leaders of these communities, they kind of get the position by default because there's not, you know, nobody else willing to take up that responsibility. So it's just somebody kind of pops up and, you know, the people say, well, let's put this person in charge of, the mosque or the center without that person really having the necessary qualifications, one of which is this, you know, proper knowledge of Islam. And the second is that the person should act upon that and he should implement it. And he should act accordingly with the knowledge that he has of these rules, and he should implement them and make sure they're being carried out. Secondly, the imam says that he delivers what he has been entrusted with, right? Sometimes there's this lack of trust between the imam and, the people, because, you know, the person in charge of the mosque or the center, right, they're not carrying out their, you know, their duties properly. They're entrusted with certain funds or with certain responsibilities. They're not performing them. Then the imam says, if he does that, then it is the duty of the people to listen to him and to obey him and to hearken to his call when they are called. Meaning these people, if they find that this imam has his qualifications, it's necessary for them to listen to him and to follow his ordinances and his advice and, you know, his counsel. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reciprocal duties and rights between the imam and the community in the light of the hadith and the Quranic verses. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.